بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters listening with the receiver, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have entered into this mubarak month of Dhul Hijjah. And each night of these first 10 nights are very, very sacred. They are blessed, and we had mentioned in the last Jummah the blessings, the rewards, the virtues of these nights and these days. Ibadah that is made during these nights, a person gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr night. Those who keep roza, Allah give us a tawfiq. And each day a person keeps roza during these days, then there is great reward for the person, and especially on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, on the next Thursday, as Arafat day, a person who keeps roza, then his entire sin that went past, the year that has passed, the minor sins are forgiven, and this year that is going to come, the minor sins are forgiven. This is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The important thing is, in our little way, we should try and make some ibadat during these nights. Some tahajjud, some zikr, some tilawat. It is not only when there's a program, then we start making some zikr. Of course, these are ways and means of us trying to bring ourselves back onto track. All of us are weak, and therefore we have these programs so that we may connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have with me, and most of you may have already received this kitab. If not, inshallah, tonight also you will get it. And the title is Feeling Spiritually Low. This was a talk that was given by Abu Hazrat Marana Rahmatullahi Alayhi many years ago. It was an informal majlis, and somebody had asked a question. And this type of question recurs. And recently also, many have been asking the same question. And as Hazrat Marana has mentioned, there was a question forwarded by a brother who, like many, many others, complained about hitting a spiritual low and not being able to maneuver himself out of the darkness of the depression and spiritual inactivity. So many times we feel suddenly spiritually low. We don't have that fervor and the jazba that we had to make zikr, like how we make in the month of Ramadan, or tilawat, or nafil salat. Many who are reading tahajjud, suddenly they find it difficult. Of course, fajr is now early. But besides that, we feel spiritually very low. So Hazrat Maulana had then given a whole discourse, a whole talk on this. Alhamdulillah, this has now come into a print form. And let us read this and pass it on to others also, inshallah. So Hazrat Maulana has mentioned, I have explained many times the condition of qabz, and that is the spiritual low saliqeen experience on occasion whilst traversing this path of suluk. So we are all moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And suddenly a person reaches an ebb or a spiritual low, and that in Arabic is called qabd. Urdu we say qabz. In suluk, there are different spiritual experiences and states that overcome the salik. Qabz and bast are conditions that alternate in the heart of the salik. So a spiritual low is called qabz, and a spiritual high is called bast in Arabic. So the heart of the salik, one who is treading this path of tasawuf, tazkiyah, he is concerned about his spiritual self, his soul. He wants to purify his heart. He wants to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tries desperately, he endeavors, he makes great attempts. Sometimes a person will go reach a spiritual high, and he gets a type of kayfiyat, as we say, an ecstasy that he enjoys. And sometimes he does not get this type of feeling. In fact, there are many times when he reaches a spiritual low. So this is what Maulana has explained. However, with progress, a different level and state of heart is attained of complete equilibrium, where there is an enjoyment without any extremes. So neither a person gets qabz nor bast. There is moderation. These conditions are typical states that overcome the heart and should thus be expected. There will be times when the salik experiences a spiritual high, that is a state of spiritual ecstasy, where he is overcome by fervor and strong emotions of love for Allah Ta'ala. In this state, there is immense enjoyment in ibadah, in his salah, tilawat, dhikrullah, etc. The person does not want to be occupied with any other work except be occupied with Allah Ta'ala and continue to enjoy his communion by way of different forms of worship. This is the condition of bast, as we said, a spiritual high. Now he just wants to be engaged in ibadat all the time. Then there are times when the salik seems to plummet from that high to such a spiritual low, such a spiritual depression, that he does not want to do anything. He has to now force himself to carry out acts of ibadah. There is no enjoyment in salah, no enjoyment in recitation of the Quran Sharif, no enjoyment in dhikr. The feeling is burdensome upon the heart, as if a weight is holding him down. This is the condition of qabz. So we have the spiritual low, which is called qabz, and the spiritual high, bast. Now when a person has this qabz, generally most of the people have this qabz. What do we do at such a time? Hazrat Mawlana explains, he says, to begin with, don't give too much of attention to this condition of qabz. It shouldn't bother you too much. This is the best course of action. Of course, this does not mean that we give up salah simply because we do not feel like performing salah, or we do not make any effort in reciting the Quran Sharif because our enthusiasm seems to have waned, or we just abandon dhikrullah because there is no state and enjoyment found therein anymore. Our Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah also mentioned that dhikr is the maqsood. Allah is the maqsood. Maza is not the maqsood. Kayfiyat. Many times a person says that I made the dhikr, and many others we could see they were enjoying the dhikr and they had some ecstasy that they were enjoying, but I just couldn't feel anything. I felt blank. I couldn't get any kayfiyat. So our mashayikh emphasize that kayfiyat is not something that we have to seek. If a person gets kayfiyat, well and good. This is the bonus that he is getting. And of course, the kayfiyat should not become a cause of him getting pride. Then that's going to be detrimental to the person. Suddenly a person feels very high, and now he feels he's very pious, and everybody is lower than him or inferior to him. Then this is going to be harmful to him. So therefore Allah Ta'ala doesn't give this bast kayfiyat to every person all the time. Person will have, it will vary, it fluctuate. So Murana explains, even if this be the condition, we still have to continue. If a person has got qabs, we have to continue. This too is part of our journey to Allah Ta'ala. If we give up just because of little struggle and hardship, how will we ever reach our destination? Allah is our destination. Allah is our maqsood. Allah is our manzil. We're treading this path. There will be times when we have the spiritual high. There will be time to have the spiritual low. And then he explains very beautifully, just as the journeys of the material world inevitably entail some difficulty or a few hiccups en route, so too in this journey, through spiritual realms, to achieve proximity to Allah Ta'ala, the qurb, there will be some degree of striving and struggle. There will be various experiences to test our mettle, our strength, our sincerity, our commitment, our strength of faith in Allah Ta'ala, and the trueness of our claim of love for Him. So if a person really claims he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever his condition, whether he is spiritually high or low, he will never abandon the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. He's claiming he loves Allah Ta'ala, so whatever his condition, he will continue. And Murana gives an analogy which most of us have heard many times, and he says, this safar, this journey in the spiritual world, is akin, it is like to traveling to Cape Town, for example. Whilst traveling to Cape Town, the traveler passes through the Karoo, and the Karoo is dry and barren land. You see nothing but miles and miles of desert land, and it offers little by way of enjoyment and pleasure to the eyes and heart. Does the person then give up his journey because he finds no pleasure traveling through such a bare, desolate and dismal terrain? No. So this is a beautiful analogy. We are going, for example, to Cape Town. Now there are two routes. A person can take the garden route or the Karoo route. If the person opts and takes the Karoo route, and he continues his journey, he will reach Cape Town. And even if he takes the garden route, then too he'll reach Cape Town. But whilst taking the Karoo route, there's no scenery. There's nothing enjoyable for him to see. It's all dry land. And if en route he feels it's so boring, there's nothing to see, everything is so dry, I'd rather not continue this journey, then obviously he won't reach his destination, that is Cape Town. In a similar way, in this way, in our suluk, while we are treading this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will experience sometimes this karu route, and sometimes we'll experience the garden route, but he does not stop there, nor does he turn back, because he knows that this is all in passing, and that this is not the destination. So we're not going to read the whole kitab, inshallah, we can take our copies after the program. They're very, very important points that Hazrat Maulana explains also. The important thing is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from all sins. If a person wants wusul ila Allah, he wants to reach Allah ta'ala, if Allah is his maqsood, Allah is his matloob, Allah is his manzil, he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come what may in his path, he will overcome these challenges. And of course, all our mashayikh emphasize that it is extremely difficult for a person to travel and traverse on this path all alone. It's very difficult. Especially if you're going to go through a karu route. And if you don't have companions on this journey, then you're going to find it very, very burdensome. It's going to be a very difficult task. But when you have company, and even though you're going through this karu route, then somehow you gain some strength, and finally you reach your destination. Allah is so kind. Allah won't make us only go through this karu and dry route in this path of tazkiyah and tasawuf. Allah will give us sometimes kafiyat. Allah will give us that enjoyment. Allah will give us that feeling. Our mashayikh, they say that just saying Allah, Allah, it is so powerful. It removes the filth that we have in our hearts. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah. The dhikr that we make. And they give the example of a little child, a little baby. The baby cries. It's crying, saying, Amma, Amma, or Ma, Ma. It's crying for the mother. The little child does not cry out what its need is. It's only crying, only calling the mother. Mummy, or Ma, Amma. O Ummi, the child doesn't say anything else. The mother hears the crying of the child, immediately she leaves everything, she rushes, she hastens, she comes to the child, she responds, what is it, my child? And of course, if it's a little baby, unable to speak and express whatever it's crying for, the mother will ascertain whether it's crying for milk. If it's milk, the mother will feed the child. If the nappy needs to be changed, the mother will change the nappy. If there's some pain in the ear, the mother will try and see where is the pain coming from. She will take the child to the doctor. She will give it some medication. Or if the child was sleeping, suddenly had a nightmare, she'll pacify the child and put the child off to sleep again. But she will show love and affection. She will show this mercy. She will respond immediately just on the call, Ummi, Ummi. Our mashayikh say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, we cannot even comprehend, far beyond the mercy of all the mothers of this world. And when we say Allah, Allah, Allah responds immediately without us even expressing what needs we have, what pains and what anguish and what sufferings we are going through. Just by saying Allah, Allah, Allah immediately responds. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I remember you. And we discussed this also once. Hazrat Mawlana Shahrukh al-Kashmiri Rahmatullahi, he was a giant, a very great alim. When he came to hadith or tafsir, he was a walking library, fiqh. When he would read a book once, lifelong he'll remember it. So as the Shahru Kashmiri Rahmatullah says in the tafsir of this ayat, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that when Banda says Allah, Allah, when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he makes a dhikr of Allah, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Labbaik, oh my Banda, what is it? I'm here, I'm at your call. Now when you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, we make nafi. Nafi means we remove, we eradicate, We remove from our hearts all the sins that we have accumulated. And some have become very stubborn stains in our heart. Years upon years, or half our life, we have continued, we have persisted in certain gunas. And those have become stubborn stains on our heart. And the women folk know, when they are stains in the pot, they're very difficult to remove. You don't just pour some liquid soap and try and remove that. You take some brush, some scrubbing brush, whatever it is, and they remove it. And then they pour some liquid, some soap, and then chemicals to remove the stains. So like that, we have some stubborn stains of sins in our heart. And dhikrullah is one of the most effective ways of removing those sins. One of the most effective ways. Mashayikh say, ulama have mentioned, from all the ibadat that we have, the ashal, the most easiest is dhikrullah. Wherever chalte, pirte, aata paherhu, Allah, Allah. Person is walking, sleeping, whatever it is. He's sitting all the time, he can just say Allah, Allah. Call is Allah. Make dhikr of Allah. You in the car, you can make dhikr of Allah. The woman in the kitchen, make dhikr of Allah. Of course, then there is adab and etiquette, like how we have a dhikr majlis, that is different. But dhikr is the most easiest of all the ibadah. Take hajj for example. MashaAllah, the hujjaj have gone. May Allah give them a hajj maqbool, mabroor hajj. May Allah take us also. But there is effort in this hajj. They have to save money. Then they have to go through all the process and gain the visas and ticket. Then they have to go on this journey. In fact, the main part of the hajj hasn't begun. Already they are getting butterflies in the stomach. They are anxious. They are worried. And then Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So there is mali ibadat. There is also this jismani ibadat, physical ibadat involved. But dhikrullah, of course, Allah Ta'ala has made hajj compulsory. So Allah must give us a chance to make this hajj. But just to explain the dhikrullah, we're just sitting so comfortably. The fans are on in comfort and we're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person came to us, Zakir Akhtar Sahib Dhamad Barakatum Aliyah, and he complained of not getting enough sleep, insufficient sleep. So he stayed in the khanka for a couple of days, and after that, you see, whilst the bayan is on, he's snoozing, sleeping, dhikr majlis, and he's fast asleep. And somebody tells him, "Bhai, you complain, you can't get any sleep. How come here you falling off asleep so easily?" He says, "I'm feeling as though I'm in a room where there's air condition on. And I'm getting such sukoon and such comfort that I'm actually falling off to sleep." So this is the effect of sukoon in the heart, when sukoon comes in the heart. And how does the sukoon come? The moment we say la to all our worries and miseries and problems. That pretty woman who is troubling us day and night in the offices or the factory or the colleges or at school or madrasa or wherever it may be. We say la to that la. And we say illallah. Now we're only putting in our heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're making nafi, we're negating, removing from our heart the pride, the anger, the jealousy. Most of us don't have tolerance in us. So we say la to that. And illallah. We bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bring in ikhlas. We are now connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're filling this heart only with Allah. And definitely Allah then gives us that sukoon. So inshallah we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned many times, this is for ta'aleen purposes. The asal dhikr we should be making every day of our life. In our homes, sitting in solitude, shedding those tears, connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr ka naha. By not making dhikr every day, it is a faqah of the heart, of the soul. We are causing the heart, the soul to become impoverished. We are starving it from its spiritual food. So dhikr is something very, very highly emphasized in the Quran, hadith, in all the books of our mashayikh and awliya, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they all emphasize the dhikr doesn't just end after the majlis, and now we feel we've done everything. The other ibadat we have to continue. Our akhlaq we have to get, make sure that that's in check. We don't harm any person. And we give every person his due right. Then we get the real effect of the dhikrullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 illallah,
دل میرا ہو جائے
میدانِ ہو دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدانِ ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ارحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, make us all from the dhakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues moist, Ya Allah, with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues sweet with your name, my Allah. Make our tongues sweet with your dhikr, my Allah. Give us a sukoon in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sakina of our qalb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that qurb with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to reach you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but our hearts are covered with sin, my Allah. They have become engulfed with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are those stubborn stains of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash our hearts, my Allah. Purify us, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us have that bond with you, my Allah. That ma'iyat-e khasa with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq of making your dhikr all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, fadhkuruni adhkurkum, ya. Ya Allah, make us remember you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remember us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling spiritually low, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Allah, we are making shukr for this, my Allah. You have given us Mubarak days and nights now, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make some ibadat, Ya Allah. And give us the reward of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to keep rozas during these days, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a means of us forgive all of our sins being forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need your assistance, my Allah. We need your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need hidayat from you, my Allah. You're the only person who can guide us, my Allah. You're the only person who can help and assist us, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. There is no other house we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other that in being, my Allah, who is so powerful and mighty as you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Al-Aziz, my Allah. You are Al-Ghafoor, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rahim and Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful qualities and sifat, my Allah. You've got such beautiful names, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah, we have become so ghafil, my Allah. Ya Allah, our friends have taken us far away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made us forget, ya Allah, our purpose in this life, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan has overpowered us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot control ourselves, my Allah. We cannot control our passions and egos and desires any longer, my Allah. We have become slaves of our nafs and desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten that we are Ibadur Rahman. We are supposed to be your servants and your slaves, my Allah. Whatever was your wish and your command, my Allah. We are supposed to fulfill your command, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have not shown that any importance whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only leisure and pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only the dunya chakra that we are caught in, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have been caught in that web of shaitan in nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those haram women in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, zina and riba, my Allah. Ya just accumulating haram, my Allah. Anger and pride and jealousy, my Allah. Malice, my Allah. Disobedience of our parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not fulfilling the rights of our bandas, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our neighbors, our relatives, our customers, our clients, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become complete ghafil of your deen, my Allah. We have forgotten you, my Allah. Allah, don't make it be happen. Don't make it happen, my Allah. That we become, ya Allah, the meaning of that ayat. Nasullaha fa nasiyum. They forgot you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have forgotten you in the world. On the day of Qiyamah, you will turn your gaze away from them. Ya Allah, we need your one glance of rahmat and karam, my Allah. These are Mubarak days you have given. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any good deed that is done in these days and nights, they are most beloved to you, my Allah. More than ibadah done in any other time of the year, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. You are so kind, ya Allah. You have never let us down, my Allah. In times of our difficulty and adversity and problems, ya Allah. Our sorrow and grief, ya Allah. Ya Allah, everybody else abandoned us, my Allah. Besides you, my Allah. You came to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, you comforted us, my Allah. You removed us from all those problems and misery, my Allah. You removed us from the depression and suffering, my Allah. Oh, Malik, eh Kareem. Ya Allah, help us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. We are falling, my Allah. We are crawling, my Allah. We are stumbling, my Allah. We are getting caught, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, ya Allah. How the parent guides a little child with muhabbat and affection. Ya Allah, the mother holds the finger of the baby, finger of the child, my Allah. And guides the child out, ya Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. We need hidayat in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Give us the noor in our hearts, my Allah. Help us to read our 5 times salatul jamaat, ya Allah, for the males. Make our mothers and sisters read their salat on time at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to engage in tilawat and dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to give sadaqat and charity, my Allah. Give us a good akhlaq, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, ya Allah. Make the non-Muslims, ya Allah, see the truth of Islam through our dealings, ya Allah. Through our akhlaq and character, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us nek and ek, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all of our difficulties what we are suffering from, my Allah. There are so many brothers and sisters, my Allah. They are elderly ones, they are old ones, ya Allah. They are young ones, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering from different types of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, some underwent operations, my Allah. Some are in hospitals, my Allah. Some have just come out of hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each person shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'in. Protect us from those deadly diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah. We are placing in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us now, my Allah. Make us your maqbool banda, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have come with a wrong niyat, my Allah, change our niyat, my Allah. Don't take us to task for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Protect us from riya and ostentation and show, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home also. Whatever hajat they have got, my Allah. Fulfill our need. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujiba da'wati mutarrina idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially in the recent days, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Forgive their sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, pardon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr irawdatu min riyadil jannah. Do not punish them, my Allah. Do not punish the marhumeen of our families and relatives. Our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our students, ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. They were so kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you show them kindness, ya Allah, on our behalf, my Allah. If they are living, ya Allah, help us to serve them, ya Allah. Make us be obedient to them, my Allah. Make us be, ya Allah, good husbands, ya Allah. Make our wives be good wives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problem the ummah is suffering, my Allah, remove the problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the mujahideen, ya Allah. Remove them, ya Allah, from their difficulties, my Allah. Those who are languishing in prison cells, my Allah. Remove them, ya Allah. With aafiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, with aafiyat, my Allah. Give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the shafa'at of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah, give us the Hawz-e Kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us be with him, my Allah. Make us be with him. And the Sahaba Kiram, ya Allah. Make us enter Jannah to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba Kiram, my Allah. Make our dwelling places, my Allah, in Jannah, be close to Rasulullah's home, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we may visit him, ya Allah. We may be able to visit the Sahaba Kiram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the momentous occasion of seeing you in Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from every type of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our nasal, our progeny, my Allah. Especially from the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are experiencing so many different types of challenges, my Allah. Keep us on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Keep us on haqq and sirat and mustaqeem, my Allah. Do not make us go astray, my Allah. Do not make us become those who will lead others astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, but use us for the khidmat of your deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, people, ya billions of people, ya Allah, make them come closer to you, ya Allah, and make us the means of them coming closer to you, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله all the حجاج يا الله make the حج be easy حج يا الله with عافية يا الله accept the حج يا الله make them return يا الله with a clean slate يا الله يا الله make them remember us in their duas especially in عرفات يا الله Ya Allah, those who have not gone for Hajj as yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, you, and they haven't got the means, you create the means for them, ya Allah. Those who got the means and have not gone, ya Allah, make it be possible for them to go Hajj next year, my Allah. Ya Allah, all of us take us for Hajj and Umrah again and again, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.